From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. We continue with our Bible study entitled Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. We'll be turning to Genesis chapter 6 in just a moment or two. Please have your Bible to hand. I'm going to play the first extract from the testimony of Kerry O'Rourke, whose tape we are featuring during this month of December. We'll be giving away free copies of this tape to anyone who contacts us. Now, let's turn to our Bible reading, Genesis, the chapter 6, and we'll begin at the verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, secondary, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. And could we turn now to chapter 8 and read just a few verses in that 8th chapter, beginning at verse 1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountain also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And God will bless his word to our hearts. Now here's that extract from Kerry O'Rourke's testimony, after which we'll return again to these words.
I thank God tonight that I have a testimony to give. I thank him also for that promise as I stand before you and look around all your faces, that his strength is made perfect in weakness. And as I testify tonight and just tell you a little, in very simple terms, of what the Lord has done for me, the Lord knows my heart, and I have but one desire, and that is that much glory and much honour would be brought to his precious name. I was born into quite a large family. It was one of 8 children, 4 boys and 4 girls. I was somewhere in the middle. My parents lived in Crumlin, just outside of Dublin. And just prior to my birth, we moved over to England. Now, at that time, we went to a place in East Midlands, which was Leicester. And there were a lot of people moving into the area. There were West Indian people, Indian people, and these were classed as minority groups and were housed together in housing estates. And at that time when we arrived in Leicester, there must have been a lot of people from the south of Ireland going over to the mainland, and we were put into a small Irish community. It was a very close-knit community. I don't really remember at that early stage an awful lot of what I was taught, but I do remember that at the age of 5, it was the first time in my life that I became conscious that there was a God. And I have to say that I'd never had any consciousness that there was a God. But at the age of 5, I remember a very simple incident. And there was a young girl playing with me in the street. And she told me to close my eyes and to think of a bad word. And I very promptly did that. And I remember that when I opened my eyes, she told me that God was able to hear that word, even though I hadn't voiced it, because God was able to see into the hearts of people. At that stage, that simple scriptural truth didn't really hit me. But a couple of years later, the Lord was to use that truth to challenge a teaching which is a very unscriptural teaching, and that is the doctrine of salvation through works. And I remember as a child being taught that to get to heaven you had to be good. And you know that's a doctrine that a lot of people, even today, would hold on to. And to people, that doctrine makes sense. It was a doctrine that none of my brothers or sisters seemed to have a problem with. But I remember being a child of 7 years of age and trying to be good, trying my very best to be good. And to many people it would look like that I had succeeded, because out of a family of 8, my mother would very often have commented to people that I was as good as gold, that I gave her no cause for concern, probably the most well-behaved child in the family. And yet, inwardly, I knew that I was not good enough to get to heaven. And I remember at that stage very often going to bed and crying myself to sleep at night because of the futility of the situation. Because no matter how good I could be outwardly, I knew then that God looked upon the heart.
Tonight's picture of Christ in the Old Testament is that presented to us by Noah's Ark. And I'm going to just draw out from the Scriptures some of the wonderful parallels that point us to the Saviour. But could I begin by mentioning this? Redemption was no mere afterthought with God. God had planned redemption through our Saviour, the Lord Jesus, before ever the world was made. Let me just read to you what it says in some passages of Scripture. In Revelation chapter 13 and the verse 8 we read, "And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him," that's the Antichrist, "whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Here we have a reference to Christ and his death, and it was planned before the foundation of the world. And again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 7, Paul is speaking, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." I'll read another verse, 2 Timothy 1:9, "Who hath saved us, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." God planned the salvation of sinners before the world. And that's demonstrated to us here. For before the flood ever came to the earth and the ark was built, God had indicated that judgment was coming, and his plan of redemption was already in motion. The second thing I want to point out to you is that the revelation of salvation came from God. Had not God spoken to Noah, he would not have known of the flood. He would not have felt that such a judgment was due, nor when it might have come, had he even known it was due. Neither would he have been able to devise a means of escape. The knowledge of deliverance was given to Noah by God. And I can tell you that all of us would remain in ignorance of how to get to heaven did not God reveal to us through his Son, the Lord Jesus, the way of salvation. God revealed that judgment was coming in two ways. Some 969 years before the flood, a little baby was born. The baby's name, Methuselah, the oldest man that ever lived on the earth. He was born to the family of Enoch, as I said, 969 years before the flood came. Do you know what the name of Methuselah means? It means, "When he dies, it shall come." God nearly 1,000 years before the judgment, indicated that the day Methuselah dies is the day that judgment will come upon the earth. And if you read chapter 5 of Genesis and do your calculations, you will discover that the year of the flood was indeed the year that Methuselah died. So God warned the world through the naming of Methuselah. There was a message presented to the world in the naming of that child. And of course the building of the ark itself, which took a long, long time, was a testimony to the coming judgment. So ought the lives of Christians today tell the story of coming judgment. The refuge that the ark provided also speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Bible there are three arks mentioned. There is the ark here of Noah. Then there was the little ark into which Moses was placed in order to escape the evil decree of Pharaoh. And then there was the Ark of the Covenant, in which the law of God was contained, and which was kept in the tabernacle and later in the temple. All three arks speak to us of the deliverance that is found in Christ. In Noah's Ark, there was deliverance from the outpoured wrath of God. In Moses' Ark, there was deliverance from the murderous decree of Pharaoh. In the Ark of the Covenant, the tables of the law were shut up and sealed. And in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are saved from God's wrath, we are saved from the evil intentions of Satan, and we are saved from the judgments of a broken law. Noah's Ark was double sealed as well. It was pitched within and without, chapter 6, verse 14. That word pitch actually means to make atonement. When Noah looked upward, he saw the pitch on the inner roof of the ark. When God looked down, he saw the pitch on the outside of the ark. The offended God, when he looks at us in Christ, sees the atonement that Jesus made. When we look Godward, praise God, we see the blood of Christ that has been shed for our redemption. Notice also that the door of the ark was shut by the hand of God. It wasn't Noah who bolted the door. But in chapter 7 and the verse 16 it says, the Lord shut him in. Oh, how good it is to know that each one who is in Christ is there, not by any act of man, not by any act of earthly exertion, but we are sealed in Christ by the mighty power of God. And of course also the story of Noah ends with the ark on the other side of the judgment, when the flood is dried and the door is opened and out comes Noah and his family, safely preserved through all the judgment. Praise God, there is safety in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have to leave our study there. We'll come back to it again next Monday evening, and we'll take another look at this picture of Christ in the Old Testament. God bless you, and good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.